You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie McDonald joins us now, and he introduces us to a new family member. It's a baby girl with a lot of hair.
A major change, one posing potential calamity, came to our place by the creeks, and the responsible parties are my very own wife and granddaughter, who conspired and brought a baby into the house. Not one of theirs, thank goodness, or this morning's commentary would be my obituary. No, this invader is a small bundle of fur called a puppy. We've always had animals about the place, but I thought we had moved beyond such commitment to the so-called golden age of semi-retirement. Not so. These two redheads decided this was the perfect time to saddle me once more with a mouth to feed, medical bills, legal expenses, licenses, you know, and one more confounded thing to worry about. So what happened, with Kelly in College Station supposedly seeking academic credentials, but actually piddling away valuable study time in stores petting puppies, was that they agreed for Minimac to supply the cash and Kelly to pick up the contraband and house it for a week before my birthday. Then boom, boy, here comes this breathing, barking, biting ball of fur right in my lap. She must have weighed all of 3/4 of a pound and stretched about the length of my palm, and most of that was blondish, I learned the term is apricot, multidirectional fur, with a short, curly tail at one end and an open mouth on the other. This critter is like a fish who seines through space instead of water on the chance that something to chew on will come along. If not, then my napkin, pants leg, ankle, or unprotected finger will do. A friend asked her breed, and I responded carefully, Shih Tzu. She said, oh, I know, a mop without a handle. That pretty well describes our Susie. Actually, she is Susie II, successor to a long-ago little poodle, without whom Judy says she doubts she could have raised 2 raucous boys. Susie I was their sister. Susie II is my baby. Susie has transformed our lives. A weekend sore throat prompted a summons to an on-call vet who handled things as smoothly as most docs calm the anxiety of new parents. Daily schedules revolve around who will stay with Susie. Susie has responded magnificently. Like a precocious child, she has learned that barking at the door earns a trip outside and a treat inside, provided the necessary business transpired out there. Best of all, she goes to bed when we do and stays there until we arise. I never could get a kid to do that. Judy and Kelly did it again. They have made my world more wonderful with one more thing in it to love.
How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that doggie in the window?